Hello, Noah?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Noah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. About yourself?
I'm doing great. How's the weather in Mississippi?
Considering the heat wave is gone, I'm going to call this good weather.
Okay. What's the humidity at?
It's not too bad today. It's only like 45%. And it's staying under 90 at 45%, so we're going to call this a good day.
We are going to call it a great day. Yes, we are. Yes.
Yeah.
I was born in Mobile, Alabama, so I understand, you know.
Oh, yeah. You have good knowledge.
I have vast knowledge.
It gets rough down here sometimes.
It does get rough down there sometimes. Now, I live on the California coast where we see a fair amount of humidity, but it's just different. It's just a different kind of humidity down there in the south.
Well, you've got the desert right there, so it's not as intense. It's got somewhere to go.
Well, I'm about 2 hours from the desert. I'm on the actual coast, like down south. Yes, it is not nearly, I mean, you're right. It does have somewhere to go. And then you get to go up into the dry heat, you know, and I grew up in the dry heat. So I actually grew up in the desert.
Right.
So
there you go. I've spent a lot of time out that way.
Oh, have you?
I have.
Where about?
I was an OTR driver, and we had a lot of accounts right there in the L.A. area.
Okay.
Which, as you know, is like 200 different towns, and you don't know where one stops and the other one stops. I spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, I'm in Orange County. So I'm in Huntington Beach.
I don't know that.
Yeah, So, you know where that's at, whether, you know, it's between San Diego and L.A. A lot of people, I try to explain it to them, and unless they've been here, they don't necessarily understand, because while we're very popular, we're not huge on the map, evidently.
Right.
Outside of Disneyland.
You're surrounded by so much stuff right there. It's very dense in that area.
So dense. But you know what? If you want, I mean, I personally think that L.A. is even more dense. And maybe that's just because.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, when I think about sitting in traffic, in LA traffic, I will do just about anything to avoid that. I will get up really early. I will go to bed extremely late. I will do whatever I got to do to offset that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Because it's gnarly, you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's straight up stupid is what it is.
It really is.
It should not take you 2 hours to drive a mile.
No, stop moving here.
Yeah.
We don't want any more. We have no more room.
Right.
Oh, man. I bet you all feel the same way, though, because everyone from here is spreading out. They're going east, you know?
It's really not that bad. I mean, we've gotten an influx, but... Realistically, you can't tell any difference.
Okay.
Tupelo has gotten busier over the last couple of years, but it's slow enough that you just kind of get used to it.
Well, that's cool. I just went back to Alabama to go visit I have a sister and an uncle back there. My sister's in Smith Lake, and my uncle's in Coleman, and we have a bunch of family up in Huntsville. So I just went back to go visit over there. And it's completely different, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Like, the change. So my partner, her family's from Huntsville. And since we've been together just in the last 5 years, like, whole new strip malls have showed up in Huntsville. You're just like, where'd that come from?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it over here, we're just like, it's a new strip mall every couple feet.
Seems that way, for sure.
So I'm looking at everything here for the old Anvil, and it looks like, I mean, you have this website, right? At least it's a landing page, right?
Right.
And then you're offering welding and metal fabrication.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what other things do you want to be found for?
That's the primary thing, but I do a lot of heavy equipment repair right now, and
okay.
that includes electrical and hydraulics. So that's one of the reasons I have electrical and hydraulic services on my website.
Yes,
because it's kind of part and parcel of the projects sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like today, I'm driving a distributor truck for a guy. I was like, I don't care, I'll do whatever you need me to if you want to pay me. So
mm-hmm.
I'm building roads today, and tomorrow I'm going to go install 50 foot of handrail. So, you know.
Well, that's amazing. That's a great job, great big job to have, and I'm sure it pays handsomely, right?
And getting my cash flow up.
Okay.
So that's the hardest part right now, because some of my accounts take 45 days to pay me, and
uh-huh.
work 2 or 3 weeks for somebody, and then you got to wait a month to get paid. That's
right.
A little strenuous on the income.
Okay. All right. Well, what if you were to bring in some more, not just obviously commercial clients are fantastic, but what if you were able to bring in some more residential clients?
That would be nice. The only
okay.
thing that concerns me is all price fishing. Because
is what? I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Price fishing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I call it. I don't know what actually it's called.
Yeah, window shopping. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And a lot of people don't realize how expensive ornamental iron is.
Right.
And they call thinking they're going to get a $1,000 quote for 200 foot of handrail, and turns out to be, you know, $15,000.
Right.
They come up with some excuses.
Yeah. I understand. Well, the cool thing about this is this isn't a pay per lead program. So you're not paying per individual contact or job or anything like that. The calls come directly to you, right? And you have the ability to speak with that client, have them send you photographs. If you choose to go out and do a face to face estimate, then that's great. But you have the ability to connect with that client independently and directly, so you can determine if it's a window shopper or if it's a legitimate opportunity for you. And you don't feel like you have to, you know, go crazy with it, because you're not paying for a lead fee with this. It's just coming directly to you. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am.
Now, with this, I'm sure that the point of having the website up and running was to bring in more clients, right?
Actually, it was not. When I first built it, it was more for legitimacy.
Uh-huh.
To let people kind of have a place to look me up after they
right.
connect with me.
Correct.
Because
yeah.
at the time of building the website, which I did it all myself, I did not, that was not my intention. Would I like there to be traffic coming to my website to get leads and stuff? Yes.
Okay.
But at the time, I did not have the capacity for that.
So just to make sure you're in the right place, you do want to expand your online marketing through Google, right?
Correct.
Okay. The major benefit to this position lies in the exclusivity. So once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, Noah, we're going to close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers the same services that you provide to your clients. So what that means is we're not promoting any other companies to the first page of Google who are offering the same thing you are for a 50-mile radius.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So let me ask you this question. So if I Google somebody for wrought iron or fencing or something of that nature, then I get a list of people. How many people are going to be on that list? I know you said, lady said that there was like one position open.
Yeah, so this is the thing. That's a great question. And I'll explain it to you is this. On the first page of Google, there's multiple sections, okay? So there's at the top of the section, there's something called Google Guaranteed. And this is a guaranteed lead source directly from Google if it's available in your area. The next spot, it'll say sponsored next to it. And this right here is a pay-per-click. They're ads. You'll see them come. You'll see them go. There's no consistency. The position we're talking about is the one directly below that where it says businesses and it has the little red dots on the map.
Gotcha.
And there's 3 to 5 within that first drop down, but you can click more businesses and then there's 20 plus. Okay. Now 9 out of 10 of our clients, because I understand where you're going with this, is you want to know where you're going to be showing up, right?
Correct.
Right. So 9 out of 10 of our clients within the first 30 to 45 days find themselves within those first few positions. Now, I cannot promise, I cannot say to you, Noah, in 37 days and 16 minutes, you're going to show in the fifth position. I'm not allowed to promise that. But what I can tell you is my company has been offering these services on a month-to-month basis with no contract. We're completely performance-based. And our clients have chosen to keep coming back to us each and every single month based on the results they find. So if you're not getting the calls, if you're not getting the results, if people are not connecting with you directly based on the program that we're providing you with, then you have no reason to say, because I'm not twisting your arm.
Right.
There's no contract.
Okay, so, right. So the next question is how much does it cost? And what's the initial cost and what's the reoccurring cost?
Sure. And I'll give you all of the inclusions as well, because I think that you're really going to like it. So a couple of things here. Do you love the website, or was it just something you kind of threw together?
I'm pretty attached to it at this point because I spent like 4 months building it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not suggesting to get rid of it. What I'm suggesting is we have the ability to do a rebuild for you and you still have full access over it, where it's completely Google compliant. It has all the bells and whistles. Oh, I see your photograph there. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Yep. So you are definitely a good old boy. I see that. Yes. You know, there's lots of opportunities within that. So we always ask that up front. And the advantages there, Noah, it's not a requirement. But the advantages with it are if you choose to allow us to do rebuild, we still use all of your stuff. We just make it very professional. We include search engine optimization on the back end of the website itself. You still have full access to make change or adjustment. But when we build the business profile for Google and for Facebook and for Yelp and for Apple and for Bing, we want to make sure that every time there is an update or an algorithm change, it happens with the website as well. So when you have it tied in with your full package, it allows for us to go ahead and maintain those updates instead of you having to go in and make the change every time. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. So the next question will be, what about my domain name and all of the other stuff?
Yeah, we write the content straight to your domain name. Yeah, we can write the content directly to the domain you currently have. Absolutely not a problem. And it's included, and you don't have to decide on that today because it's already included with your package, so there's nothing additional for it. Now, I am going to give you the price. I just have one more question here. Do you have a Facebook page, hon?
I do. Okay. I don't have a business page.
That's okay.
I just created a new personal, a new personal page, and then just did my name with my company logos and stuff on it.
Sure. That's perfectly fine. So this package actually includes the paid Facebook ads and the Facebook business profile, and I'll get into why that's so important. What you've done is fantastic. It's a great way to at least get something out there about the company. And every business profile on Facebook is built as a derivative of a personal page. So they don't interact and intertwine. It's just Google and Facebook's requirement for authenticity. Okay?
Gotcha.
So price point rise, what you're looking at is a flat monthly investment rate of $249 month to month, no contract. And then the upfront cost on it, there's normally a $299 setup fee. But since you already have your own domain and you do have a website and these things in place, I'm able to bring that down to a one-time cost of just $50. So you're looking at $299 total out the door to get up and running, and then $249 each month after that. Okay?
Okay. What's the setup time?
That's a great question. So let me, I'll explain and break down the setup time as we go through this. So the first thing is we go ahead and go through Google verification. Google verification itself takes about 7 to 14 days to complete. That's just the nature of it. If you try to do it on your own, it's going to take about, you know, usually what clients are finding when they're trying to do verification on their own, because Google has not made it easy, is it's taken anywhere from 21 to 60 business days. We're able to expedite the process because we are a Google partner. Now, so we get the Google verification up and running right away. If you choose to have us help with the website's up and running in 3 to 5 days. We get that moving very quickly. We also include programming for over all of the most popular directories. So if you don't have profiles for Yelp, for Bing, for Apple, the most popular directories that Google indexes when a keyword search is done, then we build them for you. If you do have them, then we go in and optimize them, and we want to do NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website. We want to make sure that everything is consistent and accurate on it. So we go in and we do a performance cleanup, and we want to attach the website. We want to make sure that everything matches. We build, that's about 5 to 10 days for that. The Facebook ads, we build out the Facebook business profile and build those Facebook ads within the first 7 to 14 days. Okay? And we get those up and running right away, because this is going to allow us to advertise for you and for calls and clients to connect directly with you while we're doing the programming for the Google profile. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, the terms and conditions state a max of 30 to 45 days for full first page placement. So that means like a high ranking, making sure you're completely up and running. And it's also very, that number is also very dependent on how quickly you get us the information that we need. If we're waiting on you to give us access to something or give us a code that we've sent to you and you drag your feet on getting that to us, then it's only, we can only move as quickly as you do, you know?
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Now, we, from the point of sale, we have client onboarding pretty much right away. We try to get that moving along, so that we can begin, once we get the onboarding process, then we can begin building out everything that needs our attention. Now, the cool thing about this is $100 of your Facebook, of your $249 monthly budget is going directly to the Facebook ad. Now, I don't know if you've ever been on Facebook and tried to, like, boost a post. Have you seen that, where they ask you to boost a post?
I haven't really dealt with it. I don't really use Facebook much, to be totally honest with you. All I did was try to add posts and pictures early in the year to kind of get my business started. And I haven't really done much on that. I'm not good at keeping up with socials.
Okay, and you don't have to be in order for this to make sense. So let me explain it to you like this.
Okay.
Have you ever been on Google looking for something, and then that same thing kind of chases you around the internet? Kind of, you see it popping up through your Facebook feed. You see it popping up over here, popping up over there. That's called retargeting.
That's
not cookies.
Cookies are tracking.
Yeah, that's not cookies. That's retargeting. Those companies actually are paying for ads at each of those destinations.
Gotcha.
So when a company is being retargeted, they actually show a 9% stronger closing conversion, getting calls coming directly to them. That's why it's automatically included with your package. So you don't have to be a Facebook guru and be on there, you know, chatting it up with everybody in order to reap the benefits of this. Because when we advertise it, when we run your Facebook ad, The calls are coming to you. The direct contact from the website, the text messages. We enable every form of communication. It doesn't have to be that they're communicating with you directly through Facebook if that's not your jam, but you can still reap the benefits of the market value that's there and available for you.
Gotcha. So let me ask this.
Uh-huh.
On the advertising section for Facebook,
uh-huh.
What kind of services, you said $100 going towards that, is that mm-hmm. just they put my logo up there and put some text on there and call it an ad, or are we calling
it? Oh, no.
Like,
it's specific to your company. It has specific criteria built based on what you're advertising. Say you're running a promotion. Let's just say, I don't know, 4th of July already passed, but let's say you're running a 4th of July special, right? All new clients get 10% off 4th of July. We're going to showcase the photographs. We're going to showcase before and afters. We're going to capitalize. Our content writers, our Facebook content writers, are the best of the best. And the thing here is that it has to drive the traffic directly to you or you're not going to stick it out. Now, when I say $100 of that $249 is going to the Facebook ads, the reason I bring that up is because if you were to try to boost your own post, Facebook wants between $10 and $25 daily if you're doing it on your own.
I've definitely seen that.
Right. But with us, that's not how much it costs. Our ads cost between 5 and 50 cents per click because we're buying in bulk. Okay?
Gotcha.
So we have over 10,000 clients across the U.S. and Canada, and we pass that savings down directly to our clients. So we're not upcharging those Facebook ads at all. You're even at 50 cents, you know, per click on that, you're still getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions directly from the Facebook platform alone. And the beauty of this is, my very favorite part, Noah, is the fact that, A, it's 100% trackable, but you're able to determine where you want to come up in. So we can program you into specific cities and zip codes. We can make sure that even if they haven't clicked on your Google listing, even if they haven't looked at your Yelp listing, that the next time they go to Facebook, if it's a keyword that they have searched for, you're going to automatically come up through their Facebook feed. And it's 100% trackable because you get a tracking system. So you're able to see keywords per impression, clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed. We're not asking you to take our word for it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, like, when you run an ad,
mm-hmm.
and your writers are writing things,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting ready to post said ad, is there any sort of approval process on my side to approve said ad prior to them being sent out?
If you really want that, sure. If you need us to connect with you first, absolutely. But I mean, not every client wants that. So it really depends on the client themselves. But let me show you a preview of one of our Facebook ads so you can get an idea of the content and how it looks. Now, this isn't necessarily going to be for your industry, okay?
Right.
But,
it's not going to be directly tied to me, but it was kind of an idea.
Yeah, exactly. So you could take a look. That should be a clickable link to go ahead and take you to that Facebook ad. I just sent it over via text message.
Yeah, I got it. The only problem is I'm in a bad service area, so even if I click on it, I don't know if I'll even be able to open it.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be able to take a look at it. It does have their logo. It has, it has specifics about what their team needs, how many years of experience, their licensed and insured, all their services include, their mission statement.
Gotcha.
It has their website, their phone number, all the information to drive the traffic straight to them from that ad directly. All that person has to do is click, bam, connected instantly with that, with you or with that company in that case.
Okay.
Okay.
Circling back around to the website. If they click on this ad and they go to the website, and y'all are talking about doing a rebuild. Now,
mm-hmm.
does that mean I give your guys or gals access to my existing website and they reconfigure it from that end? Or do they build something completely new and I pour it into using the same domain, but a completely different platform?
Great question. So we use WordPress, and it would be our specific layout. Yes. You do have the ability.
I use WordPress too. It's great.
Okay. Yeah. So this is to answer your question in layman's terms. We cannot go in and make adjustments to your current site. We can't go in and fiddle with what you've already got. Okay? What we can do is we can go in and we can capitalize on what you've already got, and we can make change and adjustment. We can do something similar but make it look better. I see lots of opportunity for increase with the website if you choose. We can include the scheduling bot. We can include live chat from your site. We can, there's lots of opportunity to benefit the site and build the site up to bring in more attention. Now, like you said, when you first created it, the idea here was not that you necessarily were trying to bring in clientele from that destination. But now that we're here, and commercial guys, you know, like you said, they're looking just to make sure you're legit, stuff like that. You could say, oh, here's my website. But even when they look you up now on Google, you're going to have your own Google listing, because a lot of people will look you up by name. They're not necessarily thinking that they're going to have to go to a domain. Once they see the website, then they know it's legit. But when they find your Google listing, that right there alone speaks volumes. Oh, yeah, they're on Google. There they are. Of course they are. You know?
Yeah. Right. Okay. I think so.
Right.
Okay. Now, the other lady says that I was going to get a promotional price. And how long does that promotional price last? And what is the original price that I would be expecting to pay in 6 months to a year? Or whatever.
You're never going to see the original price tag is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So about $900 out the door to get going. You're never going to see that. Your price point's locked in at the $249 rate. It's not going to go up or change. There's no increase in 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. I have clients. I've been with this company for 9 years, and the company's been around for 20. So I personally have clients that I've signed up way back when for like a $129 package, and they're still paying the $129 package.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's not going to go up or change. There's no adjustment there. It's never going to, you know, increase on you.
Okay. Let's say in a year this is going really great. Is there an upgrade path? Are there other options?
Oh, there's always upgrade path. Always upgrade path. Always. You can upgrade anytime, and if you ever need, you can even pause the campaign. Like say you're super booked, you don't want to lose anything, you don't want to take anything down, but you need to just hit pause. When you hit pause, you're not charged and you don't lose anything.
Okay.
So there's upgrade.
Okay, so
and
what's the pause duration?
Oh, you would just
what's the maximum pause?
6 months.
Okay. All right, that's because if I get super, super busy and I look, I'm gonna have to stop for a second.
Right.
It takes me 3 or 4 months to catch up. Then I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't like, okay, you can pause, but only for 30 days, you know, or something
like
that. I wanted to make sure it was going to be feasible for me to be able to catch up, because right now I'm behind because of the project I'm on today. So I'm about 3 weeks behind, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, well, it's not done instantly, so that's the beauty, is it's not done instantly.
Right.
It is something that you have to allow to happen. You know, you're 3 weeks behind, that's actually like perfect. You know what I mean? Because it's going to take a few weeks before this is completely up and running. So you're not over here like, oh my God, you know, you've got a crazy influx of calls coming in and you don't know how you're going to handle it. This gives us the opportunity to get everything up and moving in the right direction in order to ensure that you're going to be getting the calls when you're ready, after that time frame.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Okay.
I really think that you're going to absolutely love the services.
So let's say in a month, after everything's set up,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pay the setup fee, which would be $50 or two, whatever, $300 to get everything started.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid the $300.
Mm-hmm.
And a month goes by after everything's set up, and I don't get any, I'm not receiving any calls or any kind of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that that's necessarily going to happen, but let's say I'm not getting any traffic.
Right.
At that point, I'm going to be like, okay, now why did I just spend all this money?
Well, we're going to suggest that you give it the full 45 days because at that point you will have already gone through your tracking system. You will have seen some traction. You will see clicks to the website. You will see things that are coming through. And we provide you with a downloadable app to be able to track the actual phone calls as well. So what this allows is for you to actually see what's coming from where.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Now, when you say tracking the phone calls, what do you mean by that?
Well, we give you a call tracking number. So the advantages here are while you're super busy, when somebody contacts you and they, you know, they're reaching out, the phone call comes in and it will come directly to a call tracking number that's attached to your phone and it gives a professional
okay.
greeting. Thank you for calling the old anvil. For current clients, press 1. For new clients, press 2. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, so it's completely customizable.
Yeah.
Now, the advantages here are that, A, it is going to give your company a professional greeting. B, it is also going to allow you the opportunity to forward calls over where you need to. So in the event that you were out in the field all day long, you know for a fact you're not going to be able to get to any clients. You just need to go ahead and forward the calls over to, you know, your wife or secretary or, I don't know, anybody. You have the ability to forward them over. They will be taking the calls, but you also have the ability to go ahead and also listen to those recorded phone calls for training purposes. So you always have full access to everything from the call app. So you're actually given a local splash call app that's going to allow you to track these physical phone calls, eliminate spam and robocalls. It gives the business the professional greeting. It has a lot of allowances. It's a fantastic portion of our program.
Right. Okay. All right, then. So currently I'm using my personal phone as the business phone.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I've got some friends that are calling in because it's my mm-hmm. personal phone. Is there a way for them to bypass that? Like,
yeah, they're going to call your personal number.
Or whatever.
Yeah, no, they'll call your personal number. They won't call the call tracking number because they have your personal number. The call tracking number is the number that we're going to advertise out to make sure that the clients are calling you on. Make sense?
Gotcha. That makes more sense. Okay. Now I've got my head wrapped around. Because I was like, okay, so y'all are going to track this number, and having the recorded phone calls is also going to be nice because not being able to remember everything that they said, I can go back and re-listen to it later and make sure I've got everything right.
Right.
Also, if there's a dispute, I can be like, no, this is exactly what you said.
Exactly. And I have the recording here. Shall I send it to you? You know?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Do you want to give it a shot and let us know your business?
Yes. Can I wait a day or two? I have some money up in the air at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and I'm waiting to get paid on it.
Yeah.
So
well, you
I'm
could definitely
have to pay a lot of money out.
Yeah, you can wait as long as you want to, but I don't have a way to hold the position. So the positions, they're on a first-come, first-served basis. That's why Tara explains to you that we have one spot available. Once you and I disconnect, it's going to automatically reload to fill in order to connect me with the next business owner like yourself who might be interested in the position that I'm going to be talking with and, you know, seeing if this is a good fit for them. If it fills, then there's no position available. You know, you call back in a day or two and you're like, hey, Amy, I'm ready to get going. And if I don't have it available, then I don't have it available because, again, it's on a first-come, first-served basis. And we can only program one company in per area. So I can't program you and Billy Bob down the road into the same spot.
Gotcha. Okay, so just to make sure there's not going to be an issue here, if I put you on a credit card and then change the billing preference to something else later, is that going to be an issue?
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Not
well,
a problem at all. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Okay. So let me go ahead here. Your first name, is that N-O-A-A? I don't know. N-O-A-H. My letters were failing me again.
It happens.
Getting old.
You don't sound like you're any more than 35. So I'm
oh, thank you. I'll be 43. No, I'll be 40. Oh, how old am I? I'll be 44 in September. I am getting old. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then what is your last name, Noah?
Corbin, C-O-R-B-I-N.
And your email, hun?
Noah@theoldanvil.net.
And that's a perfect name. That website, the business name is a perfect name.
Yeah, so that's kind of how my journey started in metalwork in general.
Mm-hmm.
Was my parents had an old anvil in their in the barn when we bought the property, and I was out there hitting, beating on stuff, tearing up stuff, doing things I should not have been doing. It got me in a lot of trouble, but that's kind of how it started with that old anvil, and I've just kept that with me for the over the years.
Aw, I love that. I love that. It shows too. Now, I see here that I see an address here, 305 P.O. Box 803 Highway 15N. Google will not allow us to verify P.O. boxes. If P.O. box is in the name, they automatically disregard it. So we can keep your personal information private where your personal home address does not show on the Internet. No strangers are showing up at your house, Noah, but I do need the actual physical address.
Okay, as long as you can hide my personal information, then I'm good
with that.
We
can.
Because that's the only reason. So, my old lady, she's not very big. And really don't want strangers there whenever I'm not home. Because she's a nurse, so she has a strange schedule.
Yeah.
And I'm not there a lot.
Right.
So,
and she needs to be protected and all the things, you know. I understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, we can hide it. So, what is the address?
330
Rosalba,
Rosalba Road.
Got it.
Pomatok.
Yep. 38863.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Noah. All right. What are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls coming in to you?
8-4.
8-4, is that Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm usually up and about and doing things at much longer hours than that, but I know people are going to call after hours because they didn't look. They just hit the number.
Right.
I'm going to mitigate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, she put here in the notes that you're servicing out... you're servicing out pretty far from where you're at, Memphis, Tuscaloosa, Batesville. How far away is that?
About 2 to 2.5 hours.
Okay, so this is going to cover you for about a 50 to 60 mile radius, and we can put in those specific cities if you want to go out to those areas, but this is going to cover you.
If I can get closer, it will be better.
Okay, cool. All right, I love that. Okay, let's go ahead and go here. We're going to offer this. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Cash, card, and check.
Okay. And then do you want us to rebuild the website? Or do you want to leave it as is for now?
I can always say no to the website once it gets rebuilt, right?
Yes, you can, but if you say no to the website, we can't put the once we take the content off, we can't necessarily put it back the way that it was.
Okay.
I don't want to make you a promise, like we rebuild it, and then you're like, oh no, I'd rather have what I had. I can't promise that we can or cannot put that back like it was.
Okay. I mean,
I always like to be upfront. That way you have an understanding. You're not like, well, Amy said she could put it back. Why can't you guys do it? You know, because I've seen them where sometimes it works that they can, and sometimes they're unable to. Okay. So that's why I just want to be clear. I can't promise that they can, but I do believe that what we would rebuild would be, I mean, I can send you, I know you said you're not in a great service area right now, but I could send you out like a link to a site that you could, so you could see what it could look like how it could look. And then you can say, hey, you know, I really do think that I want something more along these lines. Let me see here. I don't know if you're going to be able to click on it or not. Let me grab this.
Well, I mean, okay, here's the question. How similar could they get it to look to what I've currently got? I like the dark theme.
We could do dark theme. We could do dark theme. That's not a problem. Doing a dark theme is not an issue at all. But here, let me send you this real quick. Just see, this is a fencing, guys. So this is similar to some of the stuff you're offering. See if you can click on that.
I will attempt it. No problem.
Yep, I sent it over.
Yeah, I just got it. Let's see, it's gonna load. Hey, Cole, you got a copy? You want to come up here and move your truck? I've got 300 gallons left. I'm just going to run it out. Okay, it's actually loaded now. Let's see here. Okay, it's partially loaded.
Awesome.
So I think some of the cool things that he's trying to do. Okay. Something crazy, simple. I like it.
Right?
That's kind of the vibe I was wanting with this one. I want it to be clean and not like overly crazy.
Right. You don't. It doesn't need dancing ladies and singing bats and, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can go with that.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident and y'all been able to come up with something that I like.
Yeah, so I'll put that you want something similar to this, but with a dark theme, and you still want to use your own photographs and information. So let me put that. Yes, you're going to use your own domain. Wants a dark theme, dark background. Darker colors. Do you have a logo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, client wants a dark theme, dark background, darker colors. And then you're going to use your own domain, yes. And then we're going to put yes here. Has a logo and photos. And wants something similar to this with dark theme. Okay. Now, during your client onboarding call, they're going to get access to your website domain. Okay. That way we can, yeah. And if you want, we can actually put the card information, straight on the site so that your clients can pay you directly off the site.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay. Personal page. During the, are you licensed and insured?
I'm certified and insured.
Okay, perfect. Is certified and insured. All right. Now,
I don't need licensing for my particular profession until
right.
I get 50,000.
Right.
Per on a single project.
Yeah. It's no worry. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Not every area in, a license could include an LLC. A license could, or business, that's basically a certification, a business registration. Like, it's just a question that we ask because we have you send that stuff over to us for Google verification. When we send off to Google, they're going to say, okay, what do you have to prove that this is a legit company? Well, we have his insurance.
Yeah,
we have his certification.
And EIN,
perfect. Yes. Okay. Beautiful. Is certified, has an LLC and EIN. Beautiful. Okay. And then the link where we found you is here. Okay, so tell me more about the services.
I do hydraulic repair, heavy equipment repair, structural, new structural builds and repair. I also, I've got a structural certification, welding structural certification, and I also do like fencing and handrails and stuff, a lot of ornamental iron.
Okay, I was going as fast as I could. Hold on 1 second. So you put hydraulic repairs, and then there was one right after that.
Hydraulic, electrical,
electric.
And a minor electrical is usually how I try to word it.
Okay. Now, there was something else you said, hydraulic repairs, and then was there something else hydraulic?
Just heavy equipment.
Heavy equipment, that's what it was. Heavy equipment. Now, you're not married to these keywords unless you want to be, or if you need to update or change, that's fantastic as well. It doesn't cost you anything more. And, Noah, the other thing is this. These services that you're telling me right now, my technician's going to run them through our database with Google and present you with the top recommended keywords based on what you're offering. So, you don't, this isn't the say all be all. We're going to list, we're going to tell you what we suggest based on what you're offering.
Okay.
And then you get the final say so, okay?
Okay.
I need to schedule your client onboarding call with my technician. This call takes about, 30 minutes. Phone call. We do like to block off an entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. I have available appointment times today. I can actually do between 1 and 2. I have something between 3 and 4, 4 and 5, or I can ask for something between 5 and 6.
I mean, I'm good between 1 and 2 because all I'm doing is, basically all I'm doing today is driving. So.
Okay.
There will be times where I will be distracted, like just a minute ago. But
right.
Other than that, I've got time to talk.
Okay, cool. So during the client onboarding, they're going to be getting access to the Facebook and to these things as much as we can, and they're going to give you the list of items that we need in order to do Google verification. So they also send everything over in writing. You don't have to guess or try to remember what was said during that call, anything like that, okay? Let me see here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It's going to go over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, I do need to just verify a couple of things, Noah. So for the card you're putting on file, I know you said you're going to throw it on a credit card for this first month. Is it the business credit card, or does it have your first and last name?
It's first and last. That's my personal card.
Is there any middle initial on there, hun?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead and get out of this screen. Give me just a second here. And is the billing address the home office at the 330 Rosalba?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Give me just a second.
Oh, yeah. Take your time.
I am pulling up, fixing up the...
No worries. Take your time. I got a couple of pieces of stuff I can do on my back end here, too.
Okay. All right. And I am ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
5491.
Mm-hmm.
0800.
Mm-hmm.
0024.
Mm-hmm.
1262.
1252 or 62?
62.
Expiration month and year?
0128.
3-digit code on the back?
695.
And then I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Patterson.
P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
That's correct.
Got it. That's in an effort to protect your proprietary information. I'm going to read a voice verification now that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is month to month, that there's no contract because you're locked in on a special pricing package. Please understand that when we make connection with you, we will always identify ourselves clearly as a member of your Local Splash team. If we're going to ask for money or anything to do with money, we're going to ask for that security question. So if you ever get a request of somebody requesting something, you're not sure, if it's Local Splash, especially if they're asking for money, please ask for your security question, okay?
Okay.
It's very rare, but there have been some scam calls, and we like to just let you guys know everything that we're doing to make an effort, and we need you to help us protect you, okay?
Right. Well, I'm pretty skeptical usually on that kind of thing.
I could tell.
Part of the reason I ask so many questions.
I could tell, and that's fine. I'm perfectly fine with that because I understand, but some of these other ones are crafty, so you just got to be careful, okay?
Right.
All right, I'm going to read the voice verification now. If you have any questions, feel free to stop me so that I can address it at that time. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
The Old Anvil.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Noah Corbin, N-O-A-H-C-O-R-B-I-N, and my title is owner.
Corbin, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Lord, I hope so.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is July 11th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 11th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of $249. Again, no hidden click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. If you choose to pause your service, discontinue your service, or upgrade your service, we ask that you do so within 3 days of the billing, so that would be by the 8th of the month. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Noah, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, you should have received another text. Well, probably there's a series of texts that came through here for you. So I'm going to go ahead and send this last one is the terms and conditions. I just need you to click on it and sign it. It should have came through and said, Noah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Now, it may give you trouble because we're on the phone. So when we disconnect, you can go ahead and take care of that. Okay.
Okay. I noticed in the read through in your voiceover that disclosing other marketing things.
Uh-huh.
So I am also attached with Angie's List.
We see that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and that doesn't, that doesn't do hurt anything here. We work hand in hand with Angie's, Thumbtack, all kinds of paperly clients. What it is in the event that you are working with another marketing company, say you get a call tomorrow from Yelp. We're already offering Yelp. We already include Yelp, in the services. So we would ask that you let us know first. So that we can, you know, let you know, hey, you're already doing Yelp. You don't got to pay for Yelp separate. Things like that. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be taking on any more, marketing because I have just, y'all have hit my budget on marketing.
Right. It makes sense. Yeah. This is going to be a full digital marketing campaign as well, so there's not really need for anything else. I'll tell you that. It's going to take good care of you. It's going to do what it needs to do. So I've got your client interview scheduled. Again, we may not call right at 1. It may be a few minutes after 1:15, you know, something along those lines, but we will call between 1 and 2 to go ahead and introduce you to that onboarding agent. And we will be calling from our 877 phone number. So be aware that the call will come from the 877 phone number, and then from there, the technician will go ahead and just review the information and get everything squared away for you, okay?
Okay, and that's 1 Eastern time?
Yeah. Eastern? No, Central.
Central, 1 Central, okay.
That's
wait,
about...
California
you're on
is... California, yeah. Which one?
We're two... Yeah, so we're 2 hours behind you. Right now it's about 10:45 here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
I cannot remember what that portion of what time zone that's called. You got Eastern, East Coast, Central, and you got Mountain.
Pacific. We're on Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific. Yep. Okay. There you go. All right. I had a little brain quit. My brain quit. So, you know, guys.
Right. No worries. No worries at all. You're not expected to remember something of where you're not. Oh, man.
Well, I should know, though, because I would want
that. All right.
I'm glad I made you laugh. That helps my day.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about laughing. You gotta have a good time, you know?
You got to. We spend more time at work than we do anywhere else, so. You gotta have a good time, otherwise your life is miserable.
Right, absolutely. So we'll be on the lookout for that call coming from the 877 number, and we'll get you all squared away, okay?
All right, I very much appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.